On City Corner this week, a look at a place that might become a park. Our guest is first-time city council member Naeem Shabani. We talked at the Kasaili subdivision last Thursday. Also with us is former councilwoman Beverly Hoffman.
So Naeem Shabani is on city council, and he's introduced an action memorandum for a possible park. What would you guys like to see in a park here?
Hoffman speaks with Kasaili resident Andrew Yachmanoff and his family.
Something on the ground should be nice and soft, because maybe little ones as well. And then maybe something so like the older ones, you could play like basketball and stuff as well.
Absolutely.
That'd be really good.
And that's certainly been discussed as the plan going forward.
That's Naeem Shabani. Hoffman serves on the Parks and Rec Committee, and her family has been in Bethel a long time. She knows the importance of imparting legacy here through strong leadership.
City Council takes a lot of time and from people's lives, and you don't get paid for it, and you have to read so much and spend so many hours not just sitting on a committee. What committee do you sit on? Two of them.
Yeah, I'm on the Public Safety Transportation Commission as a industry representative, obviously with the cab company. And then I'm appointed to Public Works as a council representative, and then council. So
it's crazy.
I like this town. You know, it's worked for me for many years, and I really want to give something back. So I felt this was a good way to do that.
Shabani refers to the action memorandum that passed at the June 27th City Council meeting with a unanimous vote. Shabani says the Kasaili subdivision is about 4.5 miles from the closest park, which is why he suggested creating a park as part of a subdivision.
Over the last decade, the neighborhood has dramatically increased in population, where I think a park out here could be justified at this time.
The land Kasaili sits on was a native allotment that was then bought by the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, according to Hoffman, intended initially as housing for YKHC workers. But over time, more and more locals moved into the subdivision to build their own homes.
And it will continue to grow as Bethel grows, you know, and Bethel definitely will continue to grow.
They've already looked into a number of potential funding opportunities with the city grant manager, John Sargent, and potential park locations with the city planning director, Ted Meyer.
It's at the very early stages, but it certainly looks promising and hopeful, and I certainly am going to do everything I can to see it through.
The Parks and Recreation Committee will meet tonight at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall to review and discuss the park for the first time. Hear our full discussion today at 11 a.m. and again tonight at 9 p.m. on City Corner. We'll be discussing plans for a new park and what it's like to be a new Bethel City Council member. Remember, you could submit general questions anonymously to City Corner by emailing news@kyuk.org. So, when you hear, you'll know you're listening to City Corner. This is KYUK News.